AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. How about some creepy stories before the 4th of Farrell on a midweek Where Do You Hurt Wednesday? You know what I mean? Like, a little creep's never that bad. How about this one coming out of Detroit? Sports broadcaster and former Tiger, 47-year-old Craig Monroe, has been taken off the air indefinitely after he was accused of allegedly sexually abusing a woman since she was a minor. Of course, he's denied everything. Stories from multiple television stations in Detroit confirmed with sources that Monroe was taken off the broadcast schedule hours after a 35-year-old woman went on social media with the allegations in June. Of course, Monroe, through his attorney, vehemently denies everything. The woman who went to the police says that Monroe allegedly sexually assaulted her for years. And she says it started when she was 12 years old and he was in his early 20s, allegedly. And then these stations talked to this woman at length in interviews by phone. She wants to remain anonymous. Good luck with that. The accuser's family was Monroe's host family when he played minor league baseball in Charlotte County, Florida in the early 2000s. She says it started allegedly with Monroe coming into her room to allegedly, you know, start touching her and stuff. And then that escalated from there, leading to alleged rape when she was 15, and we all know what that is. She's a minor. Then she says allegedly when she turned 18, she and Monroe started having an alleged consensual and sexual relationship. And then she even said that he would allegedly, quote, prostitute, unquote, her to his friends and acquaintances. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. Florida police are investigating the alleged crimes, according to the sheriff's office down there in Florida in Charlotte County. They're even asking people to come forward with information. The Tigers and Bally Sports responded to the allegations in a statement. They said, quote, Bally Sports Detroit and the Tigers are aware of the social media allegations and take them very seriously. As previously stated, Mr. Monroe has not been on a broadcast schedule and that will continue on an indefinite basis. We will have no further comment and any questions should be directed to Monroe. Of course, Monroe played with the Tigers for like five seasons, including their World Series run in 06. He's been with the Tigers as a broadcaster since 2012. The accuser said she wants the public to know that she waited until last month to come out with the story over concern for her and her family's safety. knowing that the claims against Monroe would attract a lot of attention. Gee, you think? I mean, it sounds a little he said, she said, and there is some time constraints here. If this happened in 2000, when he was in the minor leagues, it was 24 years ago, and that's not going to be easy to investigate or prove or anything else. I mean, what are they going to do, ask the parents? They didn't know what was going on. It sounds like she's just saying that he did it, and then the only thing they could really do is start getting into it if they can prove that, you know, this was happening when they were 18, that he, like, was allegedly having this affair with her once she was 18 and he was dating her and everything else. And then if they can find people that'll corroborate it, that, you know, she alleged that he was, you know, giving her out to his friends, that's going to become a real problem for Monroe, and that'll be the end of his broadcasting career, at least with the Detroit Tigers, I can tell you that much, or anybody else for that matter. Nobody's going to hire him after this. This is a crazy story, but it doesn't end there. Seriously, the creepy stories just keep rolling. Everybody in Philadelphia, I mean, everybody knows Howard Eskin, the legendary sportscaster on TV and radio broadcaster on the legendary WIP radio in Philadelphia, 94 WIP. We called it WIP. Obviously a huge station, but he's an institution in Philly. He's been suspended from Citizens Bank Park for the rest of the season after he allegedly made an unwanted advance toward a employee at the ballpark that works for Aramark. They do all the, you know, food and concessions and beer and stuff. So here's the story. Aramark, you know, this is from the radio company Odyssey that owns WIP. They said, "We learned of the unwelcome kiss by Howard Eskin towards an Aramark employee at Citizens Bank Park. We take these matters very seriously. We immediately investigated and took action to address the matter." The Phillies said the team takes the allegations very seriously. The Phillies said, quote, "We support Odyssey's decision to suspend Howard Eskin from Citizens Bank Park," end quote. Of course, TV stations all tried to get Eskin to talk about it. He's 73 now, and none of those attempts were successful. He wouldn't talk about it. Now listen to this. Eskin will continue to be on the air on WIP moving forward, according to Odyssey, but won't be on this weekend due to something unrelated to the incident at the ballpark. Yeah, okay, sure, whatever you say. Listen to this. They said, quote, "The safety of our employees is paramount, and when we learned that an Aramark employee had been subjected to an unwanted advance by an Odyssey employee, we immediately began an investigation, which corroborated the allegations," end quote. That's Aramark saying that. Then they said, "When we worked with Odyssey and the Phillies to ensure that appropriate steps were taken to protect our employee and all the Aramark employees at the ballpark," end quote. So, of course, he's been on the air for decades. He's from Philly. He launched 610 WIP, the station's first ever sports talk show, in 86. He's done over 7,000 shows. I mean, obviously, he's a legend. He's been on multiple TV stations. He was on twice at KYW-TV, which is now CBS in Philly, in 82 and 92. He's also worked at NBC 10, Fox 29. He's currently at Fox 29 as a contributor for the station's Eagles coverage, along with being a sideline reporter for the team on WIP. He hosts a show on Saturday mornings on WIP. His son, Spike, is on WIP, does afternoon drive. He ran WFAN in New York as the program director and went back home to Philly to be on the radio on the legendary station doing afternoon drive instead of running the biggest sports station in the country, The Fan in New York. He went back home to Philly. And now I wonder, I doubt they're talking about it on the afternoon show. I doubt Eskin's going to be doing any interviews about it. And I'll guarantee you people on the Fanatic, like my buddy John Kincaid, is going to be talking about it. And everybody's going to be making fun of him. Can you imagine that this guy can't go to the ballpark anymore to see the Phillies games? Because he was allegedly trying to smooch some Aramark employee. You can't make this stuff up. It's Pharrell on Coast to Coast.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.